Cardinals. The wind is calmer in Hawaii and the wildfires under more control. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but there's a lot of death and destruction.
The town of Lahaina, a beautiful historic town where lots of people love to go take a vacation, that is unfortunately burned to the ground, unrecognizable at this hour.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon is in Maui, where at least 36 people have been killed.
We had winds in the 70s, 80 mile per hour range. That not only made it very difficult for firefighters to tame the flames, but also firefighting aircraft couldn't lift off. They couldn't make those bucket drops from helicopters, and that also made things very difficult.
Here's Acting and Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke.
This is not a safe place to be. In certain parts of Maui, we have shelters that are overrun.
Thousands of tourists have fled the island or are still trying to. Fires also burned Hawaii's Big Island. We just got an update on inflation. Consumer prices rose 0.2% last month from June.
Inflation in the year ending in July came in at 3.2%, a little cooler than expected. Though it's up from June's annual reading, it's a different comparison because inflation started to moderate in July of last year.
Fox's Jeannie Casola. President Biden, while in New Mexico, touted the recent drop in inflation. He also took a question from Fox's Peter Ducey, the first Biden reaction to testimony to Congress.
One of your son's former business associates is claiming that you were on speakerphone a lot with them talking business. Is that what?
I've never talked business in anyone. And I knew you'd have a lousy question.
Well, why is that a lousy question?
Because it's not true.
The House Republicans say they have bank records showing the Biden family got $20 million while he was vice president and had dinner with a Russian billionaire who had just paid Hunter Biden. Now, today, the president will focus on expanded military benefits at a VA hospital in Salt Lake City, Utah, the day after a man who posted online Biden threats was killed in an FBI standoff at his home in Provo. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Hey, you're up next. Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
The Iowa State Fair starts today, a key place for Republicans and Democrats running for president to meet voters in a key early contest state. Many will go this weekend.
We'll just go by last name here. Trump, DeSantis, Pence, Ramaswamy, Haley, Burgum, Suarez, Johnson, and Elder. And Democrats, Marianne Williamson and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Now, former President Trump, who just called President Biden dumb, incompetent, and a lunatic in a Truth Social post, awaits a court hearing tomorrow in the election interference case on a request by the special counsel to order a limit to Trump comments on evidence and witnesses. Another man who took part in the 2021 Capitol riot busted.
21-year-old Benjamin Cohen of Westport, Connecticut's been charged with several federal crimes for his role in the assault. Investigators say Cohen was caught on camera pushing and shoving a group of officers. He was also spotted in an office inside the Capitol and leaving that office through a broken window. More than 1,100 people have been arrested in connection with January 6th.
That's Fox's Jill Nato, a man who murdered a law enforcement officer sent to death row in Texas.
Facundo Chavez sentenced to death for the 2019 traffic stop killing of El Paso County Sheriff's Deputy Peter Herrera. Chavez opened fire on Herrera as he approached the car, then beat the wounded deputy after he fell to the ground. Chavez and his then-girlfriend fled the scene, leaving Herrera lying on the ground in a pool of his blood. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
On Wall Street, after that inflation report, stocks could rise. Dow futures up more than 200 points the day after a sell-off. In baseball, Michael Lorenzen pitched a no-hitter for the Phillies, the fourth one in the majors this season. Lorenzen blanked the Nationals, no runs, no hits, and Philadelphia's 7-0 win over Washington. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Hey, good morning, 8:05, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J, along with Diane Ducey. It is the 10th of August. The Stever is $50 to spend at Jets Pizza. GoStever.com. Devastation in Lahaina. It is just, I'm understanding that the wildfires burned down Lahaina. I can't even believe that. I really can't.
Lahaina town was just so shocking and devastating. It looked as if it's just the whole town was devastated. The whole town was decimated.
I have been walking. I walk up and down that strip in Lahaina. There's a banyan tree that literally stretches out or did for a block. And the kids climbed on it. It was unbelievable. We left that port for a whale watching trip. We've been there a number of times. It's just so idyllic. And it's so sad. Tulsi Gabbard thinks the death count's going to go up.
I'm hearing from friends of mine and community leaders there on Maui is they expect that number to dramatically increase the more those first responders are able to get out into some of these areas that have been most heavily impacted by the fire.
So 36 dead now. And
that Hurricane Dora, hurricane force winds coming into that area really just blew those wildfires around.
Okay, and yeah, fire flies. I mean, they just fly from, you just, Greg, there's nothing you can do. There's no. Just get out of there, I guess. It just.
It's a shame. And, you know, people are literally having to get into and jump into the ocean. And we drove that probably about, I'm thinking about eight, nine years ago, right? And actually stopped in that village. I do remember, we do have pictures, we were just looking through them here, of that tree that just stretches for, you know, a block. It's like 100 years old, and a nice little towns and all that through there. So yeah, the combination of, just think how we get the wildfires in the west, that whips winds up, you get these thunderheads that build vertically because of the heat out there, and it just kind of feeds on itself. And yeah, between that, usual, you know, tropical Pacific winds out there, and Dora nearby, you've got 70 mile an hour winds that blow through there. That's not going to help either.
Nope, not at all. Okay, weather this morning with meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by Patio Play. I didn't get a chance to talk to Sam. We were trying to reach each other on the phone, but Houlihan says Patio Play tonight.
Yeah, and they've got a woman vocalist. It's going to be a terrific night of jazz tonight. And if you want to head out there between 6 and 8, why not treat that special someone? Enjoy that $7 glass of wine, a special menu. Thursday evenings at First and St. Mary. Enjoy Patio Play at Houlihan's.
Monticello, I'm seeing 4 inches of rain. Willard, man. I think you said Greg had an inch. So it just varied on where you were around this region. But boy, we did. You said it. We got hit pretty good in some parts.
Yeah, that's right. So once again, haves versus, to a lesser degree, have-nots, but that's probably the better side of the ledger to be on, considering the rains, which, they generally fell into the 1 to 2 inch category. We did get some initial runs to the north and northwest of Champaign on the Doppler estimates here that were pushing 3 and 4 inches, and that's a corridor that had about 3 to 4 last week. There were 6-plus inches last week up into parts of Ford and Iroquois counties as well, and they picked up another solid inch to a little shy of 3 inches. So there's probably a little too much water standing out there, and some of those crops may be reflected that here in the days to come. Just actually took a look at where Dora was at, 2,200 miles south and southwest of Hilo, Hawaii right now. So that distance, and still you're able to whip up a pretty healthy wind pattern to begin with. But again, Dora for now moving away into the open waters of the Pacific. Back this way, no water in the forecast, a little low-level moisture. You see that out there, a little fog and haze in a couple of spots. A partly sunny day will build up some cumuliform clouds, but no rain in the forecast for the day today. High temperature up around 82, 63 tonight. We may see a shower out northwest of us here late tomorrow, partly sunny at 84. And scattered showers and thunderstorms, the pattern becomes more progressive as in systems move along now. So don't think we move into the heavy excessive rainfall, but maybe a couple stronger storms to keep an eye out for in the coming days. So tomorrow night, slow 68. Shower chance early out on Saturday and a high near 86. Clouds back in. Scattered showers, thunderstorms late Sunday to Monday. 85 on Sunday. Cooler, drier air moves in for the first half of next week. Daytime temperatures in the upper 70s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hey, it's Stevie J. We have another Stever offer for you today. Now, it's a program where I, Stevie J, give you money happily so you can go try stuff at wonderful businesses. Today's wonderful business is Jet's Pizza. You've had Jet's Pizza, right? Is that not fabulous pizza? How about I give you $50 to go eat some Jet's Pizza? They got this homemade sauce, the never flash frozen cheese. It is so fresh. It is so delicious. And I'm going to give you $50. All you have to do to try and win my $50 bill is go to GoStever.com. GoStever.com. And if you're not a member, you can join and also enter. You'll get an email tonight if you're one of our winners. And then you'll have 7 days to go eat your pizza and then give us a little feedback as to how they did. It's the Stever for today. All you have to do is go to GoStever.com if you want free pizza. $50 to Jeff's Pizza at GoStever.com. Yep, many of you are signing up.
Why not?
Well, I want to sign up.
Me too.
I got an account.
My husband Mike needs to work that for us.
So if you're at a business meeting, and I've been at a number of these business meetings where you're talking about growing businesses and stuff, and if a guy I didn't know called his dad and he was vice president, I'd really want to work with this guy. He's really solid. He's a good guy. I mean, what does he do? I don't know, but he's a good guy. Well, why is he a good guy? Because his dad's the vice president. And what does that mean? It's power, man.
Power.
And you know what? If you know people and you say, well, I can't get XYZ, so I'm going to call him. And the guy can make it go. I was once told it's not who you know. It's not what you know. It's who you know. Mm-hmm. It's not what you know. It's who you know. And I remember vividly when Rod Blagojevich was getting all kinds of stuff from people because he had the audacity to call about a nephew that wanted to get in the U of I and he wasn't qualified.
Oh, yeah.
And I defended Rod Blagojevich. I said, if the governor calls, you take the call. He has funding strings. You have to take the call.
Sure.
If he wants his nephew in, let's see what we can do. Okay. That's how it works.
That's how it works.
So if you're thinking, well, Joe Biden didn't get to look at any reports and wasn't no. But what happens if the regulatory services that you need are being kind of clogged up and call his dad? I mean, it's just, guys, it's how the world rolls. That's the way it works. It happens in business in Champaign-Urbana. You got an issue, you know somebody, they're going to help grease this because they're, you know them.
It looks like the House Oversight Committee had sent subpoenas to 6 banks for the records of business and business people who worked with the Biden family. It looks like Hunter Biden and his associates made $10 million more than previously known from their foreign business dealings.
There's like nine family members that got some money.
Okay.
So it is endless.
Well, and we're hearing about these shell companies.
It is just, again, something that I think we probably ought to know about. I don't particularly have any interest in Hunter Biden. I'm curious as if it affected the president of the United States in connections he had because.
Right.
That's
especially when it involves these deals with Ukraine and Russia. And how many, is it over $1 billion in weapons that the Ukraine has gotten from the United States?
We're way over that. Okay. I think it's $15-20 billion.
Wow.
I mean, and again, John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent last hour on our Tapman's Joint phone line, said, I remember thinking, I'm getting so many things from the vice president on Ukraine. He covered the Obama White House for 8 years. And he remember thinking, why are we getting so much on Ukraine? So if there's something, if I just said, you know, Don Jr. and Donald Trump, they got this thing going on and Donald's got a lot of money. They're hiding in Grand Cayman and all these Swiss bank accounts and they're not really businesses. You'd want to know the truth. I don't care if it's a Republican or Democrat. I really don't. I just want to know if you're a bad guy, I want to know about it.
So does Devin Archer, the former business partner, talk about this stuff?
He talked about, you know, it was pretty powerful when the guy called the vice president of the United States. He said, yeah, that had influence. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And the fact that Hunter gets on all these boards and stuff and makes crazy money for being on a board of Burisma where he didn't know anything about oil and gas.
Right.
He was on the board of Amtrak. Amtrak doesn't run an oil and gas. Anyway, it just is an oil and gas company is a lot different than Amtrak. So, and he said, no, Hunter Biden said, early ABC interview, how many years ago? He said, yeah, I probably wouldn't have got it if I wasn't a Biden. So, I mean, again, I think what I'm interested in is the president compromised in any way in his thought process because of XYZ. Is there money involved? Is that sway you? It looks horrible. And what does the world think of all of this? I don't know. I mean, we got stuff out there, and the rest of the world's going, what's going on in America? Man. Quarter after. Check your sports headlines now. Diane Ducey, ESPN 93.5.
St. Louis Cardinals with the win, 6-4 over Tampa Bay. Looks like Matthew Liberatore will take the mound. It's a 5:40 start. Here on ESPN 93.5, let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinals dropped a two-run game on Tuesday night, but rebounded with a two-run victory last night, 6-4.
A lot of good things in the game. Paul Goldschmidt really got the most important hit, a two-run single. Dakota Hudson started the game, went five innings, gave his team a chance to win. Gave up a couple of home runs, but kept the game very close. He picked up the victory. Cardinals bullpen also outstanding. Jojo Romero and Giovanni Gallegos, very good in the eighth and ninth.
Jose Siri, the former Astro, hit the two home runs for the Rays off Dakota Hudson. They also got a home run from Wander Franco. The Cardinals got a home run from their DH, Lars Nootbaar, in the seventh inning. That gave the Cardinals six runs and a little more breathing room.
And now it's up to Matthew Liberatore today to pitch well against his former team.
Liberatore will be going up against a right-hander, and that is Zach Littell. We're on the air at 4:45. Ricky will have the lineups at 5:30, and I'll bring you the first pitch at 5:40 as the Cardinals go for the series win at Tampa Bay.
Mets over the Cubs 4-3 yesterday.
They lost the game. Milwaukee won, so the Cubs now 2.5 back, with Cincinnati at 2.5 as well.
So I think it's tomorrow against Toronto with a 6:07 start. We also had Chicago White Sox beating the New York Yankees 9-2 yesterday. They've got a series starting up against Milwaukee on Friday with a 7:10 start.
It's a haul now. I mean, the Cubs are right there, but they just gotta string it together, because they're in, you know, stiff competition to get a wild card and or win the division. Obviously, trying to win as many as you can. Cubs are 3 over .500, and in that division, I don't know, 8 over might win it, or even less. Right now, Milwaukee's 8 over .500, and that's not the weakest division. I think the American League Central is weaker than that. But the Cubs have a shot. There is no doubt. The Cardinals are going to have to win like 15 in a row to get back in it. Even if get back in it. 15 in, I mean, they won 17 in a row. I don't think that's what they're thinking. They're thinking, let's see what the young guys look like.
Mm-hmm.
Get them chances. I expect to see Mason Wynn, who was the young shortstop that appeared at our Cardinal Caravan this past January. I think he's tearing it up in AAA. I think he's our shortstop of the future. So I would expect Mason Wynn to get a call up and have a chance to play in St. Louis in September when the rosters are expanded a little bit.
Speaking of the fall, exhibition NFL action has Houston in New England and then Minnesota at Seattle, in case you're interested. We also have our Illini with the training camp full on progress. You know, now wearing pads and really getting into it, because September 2nd is going to come up against Toledo, and that's a 6:30 start as we say go Illini here on ESPN 93.5.
Illinois basketball, they win their game in Spain.
It was 105-60.
Yep, 105-60. Terrence Shannon with 25.
Yes.
And
that was against Valencia. They're taking the bus to Barcelona now in that game on Sunday.
Barcelona has a street that have all these statues. They're human statues, and they paint themselves up like a Statue of Liberty, and they don't move. And they're just frozen. But they're people.
Oh.
They do all the face paint. They do everything. And they look like a statue. And then if you put money in their box, they do a routine for you and then freeze again. But that's how they make money.
Huh.
They're a bunch of artists and stuff. And there's this main drag there in Barcelona. But no, that's a great town. They'll love that.
Okay.
All right. ESPN 93.5. We're going to check your weather. Come back with more. 217-359-2255. If you want to join us, text in. You're welcome to do that. On this Thursday morning, let's check Greg.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign-Urbana vicinity. And as expected, right across the line here, Champaign-Vermilion counties on northward, solid inch of rain came on down. Locally higher, a bounce back to the west, and lesser in coverage, scope and intensity down to the south of us. Be a series of disturbances moving on through about every 24 to 36 hours, keeping a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. We do move into a cooler, drier, less humid air mass around here for next week. Partly sunny for the day to day. Some areas of fog around this morning, up to 82 and a light west northwest wind, fair at 63 for tonight. Small chance for shower late tomorrow. Partly sunny and 84. Then a couple of scattered showers, thunderstorms tomorrow night. Move out first thing Saturday morning. 68 tomorrow night. Mostly sunny, humid high on Saturday of 86. Maybe a shower thunderstorm back in for late Sunday and into Monday as well. 85 on Sunday. Then upper 70s for highs for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The latest reading on inflation has signs it continues to moderate. The consumer price index rose 0.2% in July from June. The increase matched economists' predictions. Inflation in the year ending in July came in at 3.2%, a little cooler than expected. Though it's up from June's annual reading, it's a different comparison because inflation started to moderate in July of last year. Core inflation for the year ending in July came in a little cooler than expected at 4.7%. The number of new jobless claims last week came in at 248,000. Continuing claims came in at 1.68 million, down from the previous week. And merger news. Coach's parent company, Tapestry, is buying Capri Holdings, parent company of Michael Kors. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like The Campaign, The Candidates, The All-Star Panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Steve with Restoration Urban Ministries, and we have a desperate need. We have a building that's coming down, and we have to put up another one. But we have you, and we have God on our side. So August the 12th, we are going to have at Hessel Park in Champaign, family, food, and fun. We're going to have 5 to 10 different church bands playing. We're going to have speakers. We're going to have testimonies. We're going to have food. We're going to have sausages and barbecue and corn on the cob, all kinds of summertime treats. And we're going to have a lot of fun going on. We have different games for the kids. So we're counting on you to come and join us and participate and help us raise money for a new building in Jesus' name. You can come and visit us at www.restorationurbanministries.org. Family, food, and fun at Hessel Park, August the 12th. We'll see you there.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
All right, ESPN 93.5, 823. Jim Rosso in this morning's News Gazette writes this top of the morning.
Okay.
Arcola's school pride is off the charts. Gracie, when she was a Miss Illinois, spoke at Arcola, and it was a good student body.
Yeah.
Very respectful, very, very impressive.
I went to that. You could hear a pin drop in that gym, which is unusual for that age bracket.
Arcola school pride off the charts. That'll be clear again tomorrow when the high school students involved in fall activities. So you got band, cheer, football, and then golf and volleyball.
Okay.
They get the red carpet treatment. So you think, oh, a little pep rally in the gym, right? Nope. They go right downtown Arcola and they do a little parade thing.
I love that.
All the town people come out.
Uh-huh.
To show their support. It's a small town tradition that attracts a crowd of all ages to our town, Arcola. It's good for the community. It's great for our kids, high school principal and athletic director. You know it's a small place and you're the principal and athletic director.
Okay.
Nick Lindsay. Anytime
I know Nick Lindsay.
Yeah?
He used to be at Unity West as our PE guy.
Well, he took the principal and athletic director job at Arcola.
Nice.
Anytime you can get our high school kids in front of the younger kids is a good thing. So they probably bring all the grade school kids out and everybody
for sure
lines the street. It makes them aware of how much they're looked up to. So maybe some responsibility, I better behave kind of thing.
Yeah.
With notebooks supplied by the school, elementary students are invited to ask for autographs and mingle after the Purple Riders are introduced at 5:30. That's cool.
Yeah, it is. I know for our, you know, Unity athletes, they're marched out on the track and they have the exhibition, you know, with the volleyball in the gym. And then later they'll have, you know, like a quarter of football, and the dance team, of course, is what I was involved in. And just kind of a snippet of the marching band performing too. And just so fun to get this exhibition action going as you start to gear up for a great season ahead.
Yep. It's pretty cool. Love that. I love that when the students, and particularly if you get asked for an autograph, pretty cool. Well, Apocalypse Maui, fire ripping through the paradise. National Guard deployed. People are fleeing into the sea. Felt like hell, what somebody said. And it just, you can see in this picture I have burned up cars.
Oh, man.
It just, it's unbelievable.
And
it just
the palm trees and all the vegetation that you know with Hawaii is just.
I think everything built with wood,
right.
Too. So it's.
It's just like a stick in the ground on these palm trees.
And I've been to downtown Lahaina many times, not many, three or four. And it's, it just, I can't tell you how Hawaii's beautiful. Anyway, it's a horrible story. I'm so sad. I mean, will that ever come back? It'll be a long time. That's for sure. So our prayers are with folks in Maui and Hawaii for this devastation. They have cruise ships going there every single day. They did. Cruise ships would stop every single day in Lahaina. Okay, we will be back after this and come back with another half hour to go of the program. You can go to ghoststever.com, the program where I and thousands of you have joined this because you've realized that it's real. I give out money, and we do it darn near every day. So today's Jet's Pizza.
Now, you do have to use the offer within 7 days.
Yeah, we make you go do it. So you can get an email tonight if you're one of our winners. I'm giving you $50. It probably gets you about 2 pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Get nice 2 big pizzas.
Yep.
And boy, is it good. They got the fresh, they make the homemade sauce. It never freeze. There's a process called, frozen cheese.
Frozen.
They freshly grate their
cheese.
It's all fresh. They get the stuff that's never been frozen.
Yeah.
They grate it. Grate, G-R-A-T-E. And that's, who's doing that?
Right. That Detroit style, just crisp on the edge there. The meat, the chicken bacon ranch.
The sauce is so
Eugene
good.
Eugene Supreme. And the desserts are fantastic, too. I love their cinnamon offerings.
And the owner, Pat, she makes every ounce of that sauce is what I heard. She's making it in her...
She's working it.
Yeah. Probably mix it in the bathtub and then get... I'm just kidding. But Pat's amazing. And
that, and Paul Newman did on the dressing.
Yeah.
359-2255.
Texture, historic buildings from the 1700s are now gone from Lahaina. Oh, my gosh. 1700s? All right, 828. We'll come right back. Another half hour to go of the program. GoStever.com if you want our Jets offer for $50 at Jets Pizza. Obviously, a lot of people will take this, so the competition, but do a drawing, and you'll get that email tonight if you win. Okay, be right back. 828.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company, invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at PepsiColaCU.com.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Illini pizza fans at Jet's Pizza, they know how to build the perfect pizza. Detroit style is one of them. Fresh made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Jet's is Detroit style pizza. Now build your perfect three-topping large pizza for just $16.99. You pick your favorite three toppings and build the perfect Jet's Pizza. A large three-topping pizza, just $16.99. Online code TOP3. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A fast-moving Hawaiian wildfire fueled by offshore hurricane winds tears through the historic fishing town and shops of Lahaina on Maui. 36 known dead is Tulsi Gabbard, the former congresswoman, tells Fox News.
I'm hearing from friends of mine and community leaders there on Maui is they expect that number to dramatically increase the more those first responders are able to get out into some of these areas that have been most heavily impacted by the fire.
11,000 people have flown out of Maui. President Biden in Salt Lake City talking about care for veterans. Fox's Peter Ducey asked him about the Biden Family Business Payments Program.
There's this testimony now where one of your son's former business associates is claiming that you were on speakerphone a lot with them talking business. Is that what?
Never talk business in anyway. And I knew you'd have a lousy question.
America is listening to Fox News.
Everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event is Saturday as expected. Champaign, Vermilion counties on northward. Good soaking rains across the area. Back into some renewed standing water in some of those fields. And the backyard, too, at a little more than an inch on average. Lesser to the south of the area. And overall, it remains a fairly uneventful setup by large, no major systems of the maps and charts. But series of features will move through about every 36 hours. And once again, introduces a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms over parts of the area. Temperatures in check. 82 today, some areas of fog for the early to mid-morning hours, and a partly sunny remainder of the day. Fair tonight and 63, partly sunny for the day tomorrow. Small chance for a shower late in the day, the high up to 84, and a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Move out early on Saturday, 68 tomorrow night. Mostly sunny, humid at 86 on Saturday. Could be another shower thunderstorm late Sunday into Monday. 85 on Sunday, a Monday high near 80 degrees, upper 70s, and for Tuesday and Wednesday. For TVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, hanging around near 70 now in Champaign-Urbana.
Did you ever see The Little Mermaid, the new one in 2023?
I did not.
Okay, because I figured with Grace being Ariel back in the day when Centennial Day,
yeah,
that
yeah.
your family would have gone to see that opening weekend.
I don't think we've got time for that right now.
I mean, if you want to see it on the quad tonight, it's family night.
We have no hours.
Okay.
We got a wedding coming
You're
up.
In the zone.
We are. You
I
remember that feeling.
I do.
And we're in it. I mean, we got a shower coming up, and then we got a bachelor weekend, and then we got a... I'm doing a shout-out for Nick's Porterhouse Paints. That's the best paint guy. He does mostly contractors, but I've been buying a lot of paint because I've been painting. And because the good Lord has blessed me with a body that can do it and CrossFit, which I'm kind of working out on my own this week because I haven't had time because I'm trying to work and then I'm trying to work out mm-hmm. and then I'm trying to paint. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the massive project I started is over. So I'm thankful.
Wow, it's over?
Got it done.
Oh my goodness.
Got it done last night.
Good job.
Thank you. But I was thankful to Jesus that I didn't fall.
Yeah.
It's 20 foot.
When you're up on the scaffolding there.
I mean, the scaffolding, you know, was put together properly. It's in a good, it's a good scaffold, but it's just high.
Yeah.
I had it about as high as you could go, which me standing on it means I was 20 feet up.
Mm.
And then not good things can happen if you fall two stories.
You're right.
So, whew. Anyway, so three coats, a primer, And I'm buying this Benjamin Moore, very expensive paint. But I'm telling you, I have bought Walmart paint, and I bought Nick's Porterhouse Paints paint. He's on John Street. I mean, when you have good paint, those of you that have bought good paint, not trying to buy $17 paint, they're like $50 a gallon. And there's a gallon I could buy for $80, but I bought the $50, and it just goes on by itself.
Yeah.
It is just, if you do any painting at all, buy the good stuff. But anyway, get to clean up and all that and get the plastic up and all the things that we have.
Tape it down.
Told Janet, I'm going to try this, but, you know, it's going to be a mess for a bit. So we've been working on this thing because I'm, you know, got stuff. But I think we've been working on it for a month.
Mm.
And I've been painting. I mean, Saturday was like 8 hours. Sunday was 10 or 12.
Wow.
Just a lot of coats and a lot of area.
But it'll look good for all those guests when they come in.
Well, yeah, it just brightens it up. It was, you know, 18 years ago we moved in, and it was kind of a brown, kind of not dark, but kind of a darker. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of needed update. And boy, folks, here's a tip. If you want to kind of freshen it up, just get a gallon of paint. Paint really does a lot.
Yeah.
You say, well, we got to do this and do this. You, certainly every home that has any aspiration to sell, you have to declutter. That's probably numero uno if you talk to really. They call it staging. You have to stage it properly. People come in and they're going to like it or not like it. Make sure you put cinnamon. I've done that trick a few times. Cinnamon on the oven, on the stove.
Uh-huh.
And people go, wow. That's when we sold a few homes on our own.
Nice.
In the early days.
Okay.
And I'd answer the door and say, hey, welcome home.
So do you. Okay. You have boiling water and then the cinnamon stick in that little pan?
Just a little bit of cinnamon and then you. You kind of let it very low heat, and then you keep your eyes on it. But it puts out an aroma that is so homey. Anyway,
before the Scentsy days, there was the cinnamon stick on the oven there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, but just get some paint, do a little painting. And everybody's a painter, but boy, if you're a pro painter, you're a painter. Mm-hmm. I'm not a pro painter. The people that paint for a living, because they're just talk about being dissed as a profession. Oh, I can paint. Oh, you can put color on a wall, but you can't paint.
Right.
I'm not professing to be a great painter.
I still have a few areas from my quote-unquote painter friend that did our dining room with some splatters on the ceiling of
that would be very
easy. And the walls were different colors.
How tall is your ceiling?
I mean, whatever a ceiling is.
Can you jump and touch the ceiling?
12 feet? I don't know.
Okay, you have an older home, so I don't know.
I think I can jump and touch the ceiling.
Well, then it's probably 8 or 10.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. Well, that's doable, and I'm done with my project. And for 400.
But still, I hated the splatters, and I noticed that because your eye and your attention is drawn
you
to the
flaws.
You would
take a little ladder and a little paint. It wouldn't take much.
Get my whiteout
out.
You
can do it.
Try to correct.
I can help you for 400 per hour.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm
going to
get
there
any jobs at 400 an hour. Don't think so. Anyway, it's good to get a project done, but just a tip on anything you want to refurbish, start with a little paint. It really does make a difference. Mm-hmm. Just a little paint, a half bath.
There you go.
It's really nice. All right. It is 8:38 in Champaign-Urbana. The Illini basketball teams in Spain, as you know, Derek Piper had pretty good recap of it yesterday. And, you know, we win. It's good. Everybody plays. That's good. I wouldn't take a whole lot out of this. Heck, they're playing with a different colored basketball. How are you going to be able to do that? Yeah. And I think the three-point line's the same-ish. It's really close. I think your Euro ball is like 22 feet, and I think college is 22 feet.
Okay.
It's all about the same. So from the three-point line. So we'll just kind of see. I think we're optimistic, but I'm telling you, it's just Big 10, Big 14, Big 18, whatever this is going to be in 20. It's just so big.
Yeah.
Your conference has gotten so big. But we have some pros on our team, and Terrence Shannon Jr. for sure. And
25 points, 3 of 3 on the free throw line.
Coleman Hawkins didn't play a whole lot, but he had a nice line there. I think 7 points, five rebounds.
We had five players in double figures.
Yep. And, you know, it doesn't matter who you're playing. It's just somebody else. And then Sunday, I think Sunday's the one where they're playing all the former pros. So you have some 30-year-old men in there.
Okay.
30, 35. They're a little older.
In Barcelona.
Good luck guarding Dane Danger if you're 35. Mm. I can't, because I think he'd be a load underneath. So anyway, it's just good to take a trip. The guy's doing touring, going out to eat, bus trips, sightseeing. I mean, that's just every 4 years the NCAA lets you do that.
Nice for the team bonding, for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. And we'll see. Everybody just stay healthy. We're looking forward to Luke Goody again back on the show in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have Isaiah Williams on every week.
Okay.
Number one on his jersey, number one in your heart.
You know, I was talking with Crossroads Contractor Supply and Todd Clare, and he was at the Special Olympics golf outing, and he's like, Diane, when it comes to Illini sports or local sports, I'm all over it. So yeah. If you have that kind of passion, you can text in Illini to 217-359-2255 and get in on mentions before and after these great interviews on The Drive on Mondays following these big games.
Well, and they're going to get so many downloads from the podcast.
Yes.
We have, at last count, six states, not that it might help your business, but just FYI, six states that are listening to the podcast for The Drive. And we've got an audience in Los Angeles. It's a lot of alum in Los Angeles. It's one reason we're excited to bring UCLA and USC. And we have a lot of orange and blue out there.
Making me think of, you know, like Skeff Distributing and some of these booze guys that, you know, they can sell booze all over America. And I'm going to use that stat, Stevie.
We have thousands of people listening from Chicago. Thousands.
Right.
Because that's how many downloads we're getting on the podcast.
Brought to you by Tito's.
Diane is selling. Isaiah Williams will be great. He's a fine young man. I'm excited to have him on our radio every week, and we'll have to grab some clips to play in the morning after they're done talking to him. He'll be on Mondays. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the return of Jay Layman.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay Layman doesn't have to talk about nothing as long as he talks. He could go, hey, Aardvark, hey, Abbott, and just read the phone book. If Jay Layman read the phone book, I'd listen. It's 8:41.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Ready for an exciting change? At Merle Norman, we can take your look from ordinary to extraordinary in a matter of minutes. Our innovative skincare, perfectly matched foundations, and on-trend colors will make a difference that's written all over your face. Come in and see what a makeover can do. We'll help select the products that are just right for you, and we'll teach you tips that the pros know about applying your most flattering shades. Ask for your free express makeover today, calling 217-359-8100, or visit 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
When Ross went out, I always told him to be careful, and that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over. When you see flashing lights, everybody is somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have. We're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, you know, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard sometimes. You know, we have through EAP and different work things that we can have help us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers that get me through it. And, you know, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
Yeah, that's a really fun business. And if you want to chill, Happy Healing, Emily Atkins. Emily Atkins. Okay, quarter till, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines. The Cardinals got a win at a very good team with Tampa Bay. They actually won the baseball game last night. I didn't think they could do it. They did it.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinals dropped a two-run game on Tuesday night, but rebounded with a two-run victory last night, 6-4.
A lot of good things in the game. Paul Goldschmidt really got the most important hit, a two-run single. Dakota Hudson started the game, went five innings, gave his team a chance to win. Gave up a couple of home runs, but kept the game very close. He picked up the victory. Cardinals bullpen also outstanding. Jojo Romero and Giovanni Gallegos, very good in the eighth and ninth.
Jose Siri, the former Astro, hit the two home runs for the Rays off Dakota Hudson. They also got a home run from Wander Franco. The Cardinals got a home run from their DH, Lars Nootbaar, in the seventh inning. That gave the Cardinals six runs and a little more breathing room.
And now it's up to Matthew Liberatore today to pitch well against his former team.
Liberatore will be going up against a right-hander, and that is Zach Littell. We're on the air at 4:45. Ricky will have the lineups at 5:30. And I'll bring you the first pitch at 5:40 as the Cardinals go for the series win at Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and the Cubbies, we're watching the Cubbies because they're half game out of the wild card. And
yeah, they did win the series against the New York Mets.
Lost 2 out of 3.
Oh, really?
Yep. Lost the first game, won the second, lost
you're
the
third. You're right. It was a loss.
Well, I mean, you know, and the Mets aren't
4-3
great.
Yesterday.
Mets still have, you know, some good players, and it's just not easy. And they're not going to hand it to the Cubs, but the Cubbies are certainly, as of August 10, clearly in the race. Can't go on a losing streak. You got to stay good, solid. They're going to be great at home because they're going to sell out every game at Wrigley if they're in the hunt. So, unexpectedly, the Cubbies are in the hunt to get to the playoffs.
That's right. And it'll be Toronto with a 6:07 start on US 105.9 tomorrow. Chicago White Sox over the New York Yankees 9-2. And they'll start a series against Milwaukee Friday with a 7:10 start. We had Terrence Shannon Jr. with 25 points, 5 players in double figures. We didn't have any kind of jet lag or anything going into this game against Valencia in Spain. 105-60 was the final, and the team will take the bus to Barcelona for the game on Sunday. Super Mario Brothers will be the game, or the movie, rather, at Memorial Stadium for movie night presented by Busey Bank once again, Saturday, August 12th. This is a fun event, and if you come between 5:30 and 6:30, player autographs in Great West Hall. So, and with Illini athletes on board, it's not only football players, but there's all kinds of fall athletes. In case you love some of the volleyball players and things like that too, a free event, free parking. You leave your lawn chairs at home, though. They're not permitted on the field.
But you just put a blanket down or something.
That's right.
Well, you know, the picture and the sound are going to be good.
Yeah.
And that big
the Jumbotron's fun.
That's the ultimate drive-in where except better sound.
I saw Moana there. It's just a fun atmosphere. And if you're
a lot of kids in there.
Oh, I know.
A lot of kids.
And, you know, if you're not into the movie or whatever, you're throwing the football off in the side, you know, back and forth, the Nerf football or whatever.
Well, that's what we do at Gibson City. Mm-hmm. You go to the drive-in there, you're throwing a football, kicking the ball.
That's it.
And doing all that. But, you know, Memorial
Stadium. As long as you're on the fringe, anyway.
They got a slightly newer screen and sound. It would be really actually good. And this is the new Little Mermaid?
The Little Mermaid is on the quad tonight.
That's a quad.
Super Mario Brothers at Memorial Stadium Saturday night.
Perfect. Kids-oriented. Children have fun.
Absolutely.
Bring your own popcorn. Mm-hmm. Can you do
that? I think the concession stand is open
at
Memorial Stadium, but it is a free event to get in.
How do you pick up popcorn off the field? Like it's just one at a time, right?
Oh.
Got a little kernels down in there.
Okay.
Yeah. I just did a down, out, and up off the popcorn box.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. Anyway, they've got it all figured out.
Exactly. And, of course, the Friday Night Lights at Farmer City Raceway. That's a great choice on Friday nights if you want to tap into that. And St. Joseph has their community festival coming into the weekend. That really starts tonight.
Check your weather one more time. Coming up.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag. Keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Sonoma, Champaign-Urbana, and vicinity. And as expected, right across the line here, Champaign, Vermilion counties on northward, solid inch of rain came on down. Locally higher, a bounce back to the west, and lesser in coverage, scope, and intensity down to the south of us. Be a series of disturbances moving on through about every 24 to 36 hours, keeping a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. We do move into a cooler, drier, less humid air mass around here for next week. Partly sunny for the day to day. Some areas of fog around this morning, up to 82 and a light west-northwest wind, fair at 63 for tonight. Small chance for shower late tomorrow, partly sunny and 84. Then a couple of scattered showers, thunderstorms tomorrow night, move out first thing Saturday morning, 68 tomorrow night, mostly sunny, humid high on Saturday of 86. Maybe a shower thunderstorm back in for late Sunday and into Monday as well, 85 on Sunday. Then upper 70s for highs for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
I need to go here. I haven't been in just a minute.
Jay Layman here, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you like steak? Do you like red meat? Well, if you do, you got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. They had phenomenal steaks, sides, salads. I love the onion rings and the fried mushrooms as well as the fried pickles. You've got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. That's right. Make the trip to Gifford for some of the best steaks you'll have. Kids love it too. I brought my whole family. I'll see you at Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Yeah, when Jay Layman's on this fall, he's going to start at 3. He's going to be on at 3, and then he'll be on at 5 because we replay the 3 o'clock hour.
I love that.
So I get double the Jay.
Yeah.
Double the sponsorship.
And this is on Mondays.
Mondays, 3 o'clock, and then again at 5 o'clock.
And then we have our Illini athlete that will spotlight.
Isaiah will be on at 4.
Okay.
Isaiah Williams will be on weekly this week. He's the man. I mean, he's one of the man. He's one of the men.
Uh-huh.
You've got quite a few
A wide receiver?
Yeah, former quarterback.
Okay.
Number one, caught 82 passes last year.
Did we have Isaiah, was it Juice back in the day?
There was a Juice Williams back in the day with Ron Zook.
Okay.
Or was that earlier than Ron Zook? No, I think it was Ron Zook.
It's
Isaiah Williams.
Back in the
Juice
school.
Juice Williams, yeah. It's the same.
Back in the day, we're saying, oh, I love it. I just saw him down in Florida.
No, that's a different Juice. That was Juice Williams. This is Isaiah. But I think his name, Juice, was Isaiah. So it's kind of the same name, but different men.
Thank you.
But Isaiah will be one of our stars. I think he's a pro. I do think Isaiah Williams has everything, all the components. He is an outstanding, quick, fast. He's just talented athlete. He might be a better guy. He's one of those you want on your franchise if you're a pro team. Mm-hmm. You want him. You want him to represent.
With faith as part of his journey.
Faith is part of his journey, a big part of his journey. He'll look at you and he'll actually see you. He'll actually know, some athletes, God bless them, they don't have a clue. He remembers your name. Now, there's a trait about Isaiah Williams that I really...
A quality human, I love it.
And we love NIL and with quality people. So we're in the NIL game, so...
That's right.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow on Friday. We're going to do a special Wednesday show on Friday with Ed Martin, Brother Johnny. Eddie was flying in an airplane from Los Angeles this last Wednesday, so he'll jump on tomorrow. So we'll discuss the news of the week.
Houlihan's tonight is the Leon Lewis Nicole Jazz Band. So from 6 to 8 at Houlihan's First in St. Mary.
Yeah, and Sam will be there. Mm-hmm. Sam is always there. Is there another community human that we just call by his first name? Is there anybody else in town?
That does the trick.
You just say Sam.
It's kind of like Cher or Madonna.
Well, I mean, seriously, if you walk around and said Sam, people know Sam.
Mm-hmm.
He's at the iHotel.
Right.
It's Sam. I'm not sure we have another community
person. I had
person.
Someone take a picture of him, send me, and say, I saw Shod. And I said, no, that's Sam.
All right, talk tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Thursday.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company, invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at PepsiColaCU.com.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Urban hip-hop and R&B superstars will have the Illinois Lottery Grandstand stage jamming and slamming on the Illinois State Fair's final night, Sunday, August 20th, featuring local legend Nelly.
It's getting hot in here, so hot.
Joined by special guests Ja Rule and Ashanti. This night isn't just a dream, it's gonna be fire.
Getting paid off this country, grandma.
Nelly with Ja Rule.
You can't.
And Ashanti. Tickets on sale now 24/7 at Ticketmaster.com, on the Ticketmaster app, or at the Grandstand Ticket Office during regular business hours. And don't forget to add your pre-show party tickets for only $30. Party before the show and be the first ones into the grandstand. Nelly, Ashanti, and Ja Rule on the fair's final night. Join us at the 2023 Illinois State Fair, August 10th through the 20th in Springfield.
Racing, racing, racing. Farmer City Raceway is your local award-winning dirt track with exciting Friday night lights illuminating the late models and modifieds going for the checkered flag for the win. Make arrangements to get in on the camping with great price points for pit passes and young fans, as well as veterans. Friday nights, the hot laps start at 6:30, then qualifying and racing action. Don't miss out on the fun at Farmer City Raceway. For details, visit FarmerCityRacing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District's Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group.
Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
Racing, racing, racing! Farmer City Raceway is your local award-winning dirt track with exciting Friday night lights illuminating the late models and modifieds going for the checkered flag for the win! Make arrangements to get in on the camping with great price points for pit passes and young fans, as well as veterans. Friday nights, the hot laps start at 6:30, then qualifying and racing action. Don't miss out on the fun at Farmer City Raceway. For details, visit FarmerCityRacing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the